Start your day at the Torahway in Northwest London, Wednesday, 20th of Elul, 6th of September. Rabbi Moshe Shlem Emanuel Shlita, Ein Mazel in Israel. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by family Max Grossnas on the outside of his late Shver, Levi Nashmas, Rabbi Aryeh Ben Moshe Bezalel Reich, Zatzal, whose outside was on Sunday, and also Levi Nashmas, Rabbi Meir Moshe Ben Rabbi Yosef, Zechron Livracha, long-standing member of the Shev, whose outside was yesterday.
We have a very interesting perek here, short perek, about a mitzvah. The mitzvah hazois, asher anoshi mitzav ko, hayoim loy nifleisi mimcho veloy rechoy kovi. This mitzvah which I'm commanding you today is not too wondrous from you and not too far from you. Loy rechoy, and it's not far from you. Loy bashamayim hi, v'chule, veloy me'ever layom hi, this mitzvah is very near to you. It's easy for you to do. What mitzvah are we referring to here? So the Gemara in Eruvin, and that's how Rashi brings it down, says it refers to Kol HaTorah, all of Torah. The Ramban explains that it's referring to the mitzvah of Teshuva. Now, he brings various Rias for it. However, the Gemara, Midrashim, they learn it's Kol HaTorah Kula. It's no contradiction. It's just another way of explaining it. However, what we're going to speak about today has relevance to both Pshatim. Now, there's a very cryptic remez over here. It says, Lo b'shomayim hi lemor mi yale lonu hashomayim o v'yikocheho lonu. Who will go up for us to heaven? The Yikochel, and take this mitzvah for us. The Yashmi'enu Aso, and make us hear it. The Na'aseno, that we should do it. So the Baal HaTurim says the following: Mi Yale Lonu Hashomaimo, Roshe Tevos Milo, Mi Yale Lonu Hashomaimo. The first letters spell out the word Milo. The Sofe Tevos Yud Kei Vav Kei, the end letters of Mi Yale Lonu Hashomaimo. Oh, the name of Hashem, Yudkei Vovkei. So he says this is a remez. Loimar she'enu yochel la'alos hashomayim etzel Hashem. It's a hint that one is not able to rise up to Hashem. Im lo she'yehe nimol. If he's not nimol, he hasn't got circumcised. Now, let's take a look at this in a wider sense. The way the Baal HaTurim seems to say, Lachar Miso, can't go up to Hashem without having had Mila. However, even B'chayim, it has great relevance. Let's take a look at a story in Parshas Bereishis with Avraham Avinu. What does it say there? It says that Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his muzzle seems to be against him. But Hashem said to him, it says over here, he took him outside. And he said, Habet no hashomaimo. He said, look to the heaven. So Chazal tell us, and it's brought in Rashi Medroshoi, Omer lo tsemi it's tagninus shelcho. Exit, go out of your astrology, what you've seen from the stars. Shiro Isa b'mazol, as you saw in the constellations or in the planets, through that both are signs. She'en cho osid lahamid ben, that you will not be mamid ben. But Hashem told him, you're seeing wrong. You're seeing something that the planets or stars, the constellations are telling you. However, Avram ein loy ben, aval Avraham yesh loy ben. You're seeing correctly in a way. However, you are now Avram. Avraham will have a child. Ani kore lochem shem acher, v'yishtane hamazel. The muzzle will change. Dover Acher, another explanation, Hoitzir mechalole shel oilom, he took him out from the space of the world, so to say. And he lifted him up above the stars. Hashem told him, Ein mazel, as the Gemara brings, Ein mazel li Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are not under a certain constellation. Even though the Gemara says a person may be born under certain force, heavenly forces, however he can get out of it with, through tefillah and through zechuyos. Now here, how would Avraham get out of it? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, because your name will be changed to Avraham. But how was his name changed to Avraham? Hashem says, like it says, Vahi Avraham, ben tishim shona, b'teisha shonim, v'yera Hashem el Avraham, v'yomer elov, ani kel shakai, hishalech lefona ve'yesomim. And Rashi explained, go before me and become perfect, complete. Rashi says, tomim b'mitzvahs milo, through the mitzvah of milo. And Rashi there explains that his name, when Hashem said, and your name will be called Avraham through bris milah, you're going to become tomim through that. Before the bris milah, you were not in complete control of all your the limbs in a spiritual sense. Now add a letter to your name, Avraham, through bris milah, and thereby your muzzle, you'll be a different person. You'll be tomim, you'll be complete, sholem. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, Tzei mi'itzak ninus shelcho. Avraham is going to be moilid. You seeing there, Avram, not moilid. But you can rise. Ein mazel Yisrael, Yisrael can rise above the physical forces which could be against him. If he changes himself, the removal of the orlo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ishalech lefona ve'yesomim, you become Tomim, you be Avraham, and thereby, habetno hashomayim, what did Rashi tell us from the Medrash? Loshon habota milamalo lemato, you will be above the constellations. That's what the constellations tell you is your situation now, but Yisrael can change, en mazali Yisrael. You can change, you can rise above the negativity, above the interference to your spiritual growth. And he says, Koye zarecho. We can understand this. Koye zarecho, your children, your descendants will be the same. We have that power to rise. Now, where do we see this yet again? We have in Parshas Boy. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe tells Paro, Binoreinu v'zkeneinu nelech. We're going to leave here. You won't be able to stop us, etc. Vayomer Alehem, Paro told Moshe and Aaron, Yehichein Hashem Yimochem. Yeah, okay, Hashem will be with you. Yudke Vovke, even though he said before that I don't accept it, he said, yeah, let Yudke Vovke be with you. Kasher Hashalach Eschem and Hashem. V'estaprim, but ru'u ki ro'o neged p'neichem. Be careful. I may have to let you go. However, see, there is bad before you. Bad will come to you. This was like an ominous warning to Moshe Rabbeinu about Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi from the Medrash, Ketarguma, Umedrash Agodo Shomati, Koichov Echod. There's a certain star. Yeshmoi Ro'o. Some say that it's Ma'adim, certain planet, Ma'adim, Mars, which is the red planet, which has got to do with Shvichus Domim. There's, when you go out, there'll be a certain planet or star that's going to be ruling at the time, and you will be under that the jurisdiction of that planet. Omalem Pare Royani Bitztagninus Sheli. Again, he sees through his astrology. Oise Koichav Oile Likraschem. That star is rising towards you. Bamidbar in the desert, who siman dam v'harigo, and it's not going to be good for you. And what actually happened? Kishchotu Yisrael be'egel ubikesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu lehorgem. Omar Moshe b'tfilos elomo yomru haMitzrayim leimor b'ro'o hoitzyom. Why don't let Mitzrayim have an excuse to say, "Yeah, you see, you were warned." B'ro'o hoitzyom, he took them out under the planet Ra'o. But what happened? And Vayinochem Hashem alo Ra'o. Hashem changed it through tefillah, as Chazal in Mazal Yisrael. We can change the mazal. V'hofach es hadom ledam milo. And he changed the constellation of dam because there was going to be Mila. Again, note, Avraham, same it's Adminus Shelchav, Avraham Moilid, Avraham in a Moilid, Avraham Moilid, and Avraham became Avraham through Mila. We can rise. If we change ourselves, we can rise above the constellations, and especially with Mila. The Dogesh there is Mila. Here again, V'hafach es Adam ledam Mila Shemol Yehoshua Oysom. This Ra was there. The Gzeros seemed to be like for the 40 years, from the time they left Mitzrayim. But Hashem was going to use it, Rachmon Elitzlon, when they served the eagle, when they didn't rise above the negativity in order that Hashem should be mevatel the negativity. And that thing stayed till Yehoshua. It says, V'zeo she'nema, this was in Yehoshua, Hayom galoisi es cherpas Mitzrayim. Today I've removed the shame, the embarrassment of Egypt, me'alechem, shehoyu omrim lochem dam onuroim alechem b'midbar. They said that you're not destined to have a good yetzia over here. Hashem will get you. You'll be got at the end. But they changed. There was bris milah. So what do we see from here? That through milah, they rose above the stars, above the gezerah. And in fact, it's very interesting. So now we understand a little bit. You don't have to say, HaMitzvah Zeh Lo Rechoiko. Don't say, Bashomayim Hi. To say, Mi Yale Lonu Hashomayimo. Who's going to go up to heaven? Similar to the expression, Habetno Hashomayimo. Who's going to arise for us above? No. Because what's the Sofer Tevos? Yudke Vovke. Now, the name Yudke Vovke, the Ramban brings in Parshas Vo'era, when Hashem said, Ani Kel Shakai, Ani Hashem, I am Yudke Vovke. But beforehand, when I appeared to the Ovois, Vo'era El Avram and Yitzchak El Yaakov, Bekel Shakai, Ushmi Yudke Vovke, Loino Dati Lohem, says the Ramban, I appeared to the Ovos with the Shem Shakai, which is from Loshen Shoided, Meshaded. HaKadosh Baruch is Meshaded the Teva, even those things which are Nigzar in the Teva, Hashem breaks them. However, the name Shakai is not the name where we see Nisim Geluim. To the Ovos, Hashem broke the Teva. He did Nisim for them, but they weren't in the Gedder, they weren't in the category of Nisim Geluim, like Yitzias Mitzrayim, like Kriyas Yamsuf, where it was Bifnei Amva Ed, everybody could see the Yad Hashem. I broke the muzzle. However, Shmi Yudke Bovke Loinoi Dati Lohem. So says the Ramban, on the Shmi Shel Yudke Asher Boi Ni Ye Kol Hoive. Because Yudke Bovke, Shehu Yehaveh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will bring things into existence, new things which never were. Yesh Me'ayin Afilu. Loinoi Dati Lohem, Libro Elohem Chadoshos B'Shinu HaToilodos, to create new situations where he changed the nature. But now tell them there's going to come a new era. Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's going to be Yudke Vovke, the Hanhog of Yudke Vovke. Todia lohem pam acheres Hashem Agodol, ki bo ani oise imohem lahafli, v'yedu ki ani Hashem oise kol. The name Yudke Vovke is that name which is rises above. You don't have to say, who's going to go up to heaven for us to achieve certain things, but like Habetno Hashomaimo, that you should be above, that you can control the heavenly constellations. You don't need that. Because Klal Yisrael have, and you get straight to Hashem, which is the Hanhoga Lamalo. Very interestingly, the Or HaChaim brings a very interesting grammatical remez to this. Vayera Elov Hashem. So he says grammatically, Vayera Elov Hashem, grammatically should have been put, Vayera Hashem Elov. You've got the verb vayera. Hashem is the subject. Abraham is the object. So you normally put the subject before the object. Vayera, who appeared? Hashem, yudke vavke, elov, to him. But the prophet says, vayera elov Hashem. You got the object before the subject. What's going on? So he says, in this way, the Torah shows that because it mentions elov to him as he was now, after Bris Milah, this was just after, Parshas Vayera starts just after Bris Milah, vayera elov Hashem, the Torah is madgish, and we wouldn't have known this, Remez, if it would have been the normal grammatical way. Vayera elov, Hashem appeared to him as he was now. Hashem, yudke vovke. We can rise to Hashem through Milah. Now, so our pasuk tells us, Lo bashamayim hi. Now there's a pasuk in our parasha just before that, very famous, which the poskim bring down as well. It says here, Hashem will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants. The Rosh HaTevos, the Balaturim brings, the Poskim bring down. Elul, Mol. This is a time where we can actually get rid of. This is a higher level of Mila. This is Umar Hashem, it's Levavcha. There's Orlas Halev. There's Orlas Bosor and there's Orlas Halev. If we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help, because actually the Sfas Emes points out a very interesting thing. There's a pasuk which says, Umal Hashem Elokech es levavcha v'es levav zarecha, as we have here. But then it says, Umaltem es orlas levavchem. We have to, here it says, Umal Hashem Elokech es levavcha v'es levav zarecha. Hashem will do the job. There's another pasuk which says, Umaltem, you must be mal orlas levavchem. So he explains, we've got to do our bit first. And then doesn't mention Orlo there anymore. It's like a higher level of Mol, of removing the negative. So we have these segulas, not only at time of Bris Milah, which every Yid thereby rises, can rise. It gives him the the ability to rise above. But there's the higher level as well. The time that we are living in now, we're above this negativity and above the interference of all the, we just have to lock ourselves into that. And Be'ezras Hashem, through that we should have a ksivach simatoiva and a good gebenched yor. However, I see, okay. Sorry? Yeah, okay. Oh, it's actually very interesting. So it's a different theme here. First of all, any questions, Herr Oris, that people would like to make? It says here, okay, this is another very interesting thing. It says, Vayichar af Hashem ba'oretz ahi. Hashem, as a result of Klal Yisrael's misdeed, Hashem became angry with that land. Vayitshem Hashem me'alad mosom, and Hashem removed them from the land. Ba'afu v'chem v'kesef godol. Vayashlichem el eretz acheres kayom hazeh. Now it's well known that in the word vayashlichem there's a big lamed. Lamed rabosi. Vayashlichem el eretz acheres. So, the Balaturim brings Lamed Gedoyla v'choser Yud Loimar She'en Hashlocha Kozois LiYud Hashvotin. Okay. Very interesting. What does Lamed stand for? Limud, learning. And it's the only letter that rises above the line. Through Limud HaTorah, we rise above. But not only that, this Ramesh shows us. It's the tallest letter, but here it's a Lamed Rabosi. What's the lesson? That even although Vayashlichem El Eretz Acheres, there's one thing that still connects us to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Limud, Lamed, Torah. Vayashlichem, we can be thrown to all corners of the world. There's one thing that connects us wherever we are, Limud HaTorah. It's the biggest letter, the tallest letter, and here it is, Lamed Rav Bossi. Through learning Torah, we always remain connected. Now, something else very interesting. I just noticed this week. I didn't really want to talk about the subject, but okay. We have after Adam HaRishon sinned, it says there were Eber Oshis and Choraveno Isha. I'll make hatred between the Nochosh and the Isha, the mankind. Now they bring down from the Zohar that the Eva is Gematria Chaf Dalet, because there were 24 kinds of tumor that the Nochosh brought into the world. Now it's very you have this remez quite often in Rosh Tevas. I just noticed it when you've got at least three remozim to the word va'evar in this parsha here. For example, it says ki oz yeshan af Hashem v'kin osoi bo ish hahu, Rosh Tevas is va'evar, and so on. And then Vayichar af Hashem ba'oretz ahi. That's the second one noticed. The Rosh Tevas ve'eva. And we find it also in the Chet HaMeraglim. It says, "Upigrechem atem yiplu ba'midbor hazeh." The Megale Amukos also brings Rosh Tevas eva. Wherever Klal Yisrael were dobuk to the Tzado Acher, we have this sign of negativity of ve'eva. However, and so on. What happens is Vayashlichem el Eretz Acheres. But even though we've got the Vayashlichem, there's one thing that can keep us. We can keep us connected, even though there was this sundering, taking away of the connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Torah is the Sam HaChaim. Torah is that which gives life. And that keeps us connected to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Something else very interesting. It says like this. In the chapter that we spoke about Hamitzvah Hazois, it says Ki korav elech ador moed b'ficho bilvovcho la'asoisoi. So the Mefarshim explained. Rabbeinu Bechaya asks, it says here, this thing is near to you b'ficho bilvovcho la'asoisoi. Now b'ficho is dibur, bilvovcho is machshava, your lev, machshavas halev, la'asoisoi is ma'aseh. Now the usual order is, person is choshev. That's bifnim. Then there's dibur, speech, which is articulating the thoughts from within, saying them out. And then asiyo, you have interaction, your actions with this world. So it goes min apnim elachutz, machshava, dibur umaisa. And here suddenly it's different. Beficho, it says here, kikoro elach ador mo'oid, beficho, first beficho, dibur, then uvil vavcho, machshava, and then la asoiso. Why change the order, the logical order? Just say, "Kore lechadom oed bilvavcha beficho la asoiso ubeficho la asoiso." So, as far as I remember, Rabbeinu Bechaya says here it's showing that lev is beemtza haguf. It's in the middle of the guf. Here also, it's showing us that the central focus is the lev. However, there's something else very interesting. We have, for example, we have this, the order of Machshava, Dibur, and Maise, actually in the Parsha of Shema. V'at Hashem Elokecha b'chol lebavcho, u'b'chol nafshcho, u'b'chol mo'edecho. Lebavcho is, as it says, v'hoyu ha'dvorim v'hoyu ha'dvorim hayoim al lebavcho. Next one is nafshcho, v'dibarto, v'shinantom v'dibarto, that's speaking out. And then u'b'chol mo'edecho, what does it say corresponding to that? Ukshartom, uchsavtom. You take that what's outside. You do a maaser, the pula, right? So it goes mina pnim el achutz, from the lave to the dibur to the, and here suddenly the change. However, what do Chazal say? The Gemara tells us, ki tishmarem bevitnecho yochenu yachdov al sefosecho. How do we keep Torah? How will we... How will we keep Torah, so to say, babetan, in our innards, so in the stomach? So how can we keep Torah? Kisishmarem bevitnecho yochoinu yachdov al sfosecho, through the words of Torah being yochoinu al sfosecho. The person speaks out Torah. The person just to learn. The Gemara tells us that if one just is choshev in Torah, that's a bad thing. It won't be niskayim biyodoi. So you have to first have beficho and then virbocho la'asoysoi. So according to the pshat of ha-mitzvah ha-zois, which is referring to kol ha-Torah, now we can understand. It says, who will go up to Shemaim to take it? No, ki korev elecho ha-dovor ma'oid beficho. We have to first, if you want kisishmarem bevitnecho, if you want it bilavovcho, then it has to be yochenu yachdov al sefosecho. In other words, the dibur, here we're not talking about the logical progression of how Torah is learned, machshava dibur belev. But if you want it to be niskayim belev, it has to be first beficho, yochenu yachdov al sefosecho, in order of bilavovcho la'asoysa. Now also, if it's referring to tshuva, according to how the Ramban brings it, that this ha-mitzvah is referring to tshuva, how do we do tshuva? So it brought you beficha, that's vidui. Vidui is vidui bepeh. Levavcha, kabbalah belevt. Kabbalah not to do what we've done previously. And la soisoi is actually to change. Like the person does differently. He does proper tshuva, right? So it's vidui charoto. Sorry, I said vidui is beficha. We first have to do vidui. In this case, don't go by the logical progression of machshava, dibur, and maise. We first have to do vidui, prepare, to negate what we've done in the past. Beficho is vidui. Vidui is prepare. Vilvavcho is charoto. That is the thought of being sorry. And then, la'asoysoi, kabbalah lahabo. Anyway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Shana Tova, Mevorecha, Ksivach Shema Tova, that we should rise above all negativity and have the Bias Goel Tzedek B'mehera V'yomenu. Amen.